Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tyson Hartley on another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. This one, sometimes I work my logic strings off of something I just know. And so one of my recent posts was about the logic string, the following logic string. And this time I want to use this logic string, but then give you the citations just in case you're not familiar. So one, COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage. Okay, I'm going to give you a cite on that. Two, the reason COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage is the spike protein. Three, messenger RNA has the body create spike protein. Four, also cited, vaccine damage includes cardiovascular damage. So I will cite that. Now, this is not, won't be cited. It is just logic. Easiest implication ever. Vaccine damage includes cardiovascular damage, just like the virus damage includes cardiovascular damage, because vaccines have the body create spike proteins. Yet the latest, and this is what I was going off about, the red herring announcement that there's a large amount of new cardiovascular disease, but it is only to a brand new phenomenon called post-pandemic stress disorder. It's just stress. You know, like when you got ulcers, you know how they'd say, you know, some people just get ulcers. They just don't handle well with stress. So we're going to have this logic string, but now they are literally creating their own cover just to see what idiots will bite on it. But they don't have to worry about the media biting on it, because whether they bite or not, they're going to repeat it. All right. So with that logic string, let's go ahead and tell you that these are high level. There's no doubt to these. So sites. So COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage. Let's go with sources, Johns Hopkins Medicine, literally heart problems after COVID-19, plain and simple, Johns Hopkins Medicine. Now two, the reason COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage is the spike protein. The source is, maybe you've heard of Jonas Salk, Salk Institute for Biological Studies. I'm going to do some quotes for this one. The paper published April 30th, 2021 in Circulation Research also shows conclusively that COVID-19 is a vascular disease, demonstrating exactly how the SARS-CoV-2 virus damages and attacks the vascular system on a cellular level. So again, this is to prove that COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage, and the reason is a spike protein. So continuing, similarly, scientists studying other coronaviruses have long suspected that the spike protein contributed to damaging vascular endothelial cells, but this is the first time the process has been documented. And then a further quote from that article, researchers created a pseudovirus that was surrounded by SARS-CoV-2 classic crown of spike proteins, but did not contain any actual virus. Exposure to this pseudovirus resulted in, wait for it, damage to the lungs and arteries of an animal model, proving that the spike protein alone was enough to cause disease. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what messenger RNA does? It has your body create spike protein alone. Three, to prove messenger RNA has the body create spike protein, New York Times, maybe you've heard of them. Quote, after injection, the vaccine particles bump into cells and fuse to them, releasing mRNA. The cell's molecules read its sequence and build spike proteins. Okay, so I'm not going to go into this except to say, listen, that's the totality. It is not that it builds the whole virus from your using your cells. It builds the spike proteins, the bare spike protein. So I'm going to read again from number two. COVID-19 is associated with cardiovascular damage due to the spike proteins. Researchers created a pseudovirus that was surrounded by SARS-CoV-2 classic crown of spike proteins, but did not contain any actual virus. Exposure to this pseudovirus resulted in damage to the lungs and arteries of an animal model, proving that the spike protein alone was enough to cause disease. We go back to the number three I already told you about, New York Times. The body creates the spike protein alone as a result of the instructions. Reading that quote again, after injection, the vaccine particles bump into cells and fuse to them, releasing mRNA. The cell's molecules read its sequence and build spike protein. So, number four then on this logic string, vaccine damage includes cardiovascular damage. Huh. Wonder if that makes sense. It sure does, doesn't it? But let's go ahead and refer to a few things here, just in case you think. Now, you will find, if you look into this, they try to minimize it. Oh, it's incredibly rare. Incredibly rare. Oh, yep. It doesn't happen a lot, just to people who never have cardiovascular damage otherwise, but still not a lot. You know what? If it's not a lot, but it was statistically zero before, the ratio is infinity. So it means a lot, right? It means that it's a very significant change. If it didn't happen a certain population group, and now it happens, then guess what? 1/0 is infinity. That's your ratio. Okay, so the first one, for vaccine damage includes cardiovascular damage. CNBC, maybe you've heard of them. Not Joe's Conspiracy Corner. And it's really CNBC by proxy, but they're specifically talking about a safety group at the CDC. So CNBC and CDC, maybe you've heard of them. CDC safety group says there's a likely link between rare heart inflammation and young people after COVID shot. CDC safety group says there's a likely link. God, I wonder why. Is it because the vaccines create the spike protein? Has the body create the spike protein? And we know the spike protein is the damaging part of the virus? Okay, but yeah, let's go ahead and spell it out. Quote, a CDC safety group said there's a likely association between a rare heart inflammatory condition. It isn't rare compared to before when it didn't happen at all. A rare heart inflammatory condition in adolescents and young adults, mostly after they've received their second COVID-19 vaccine shot, citing the most recent data available. Now, what's interesting about this is there's a differential. Like, what about the first one? If it was just, apples to apples, it would be that, I don't know, it just kind of happens for the first one, happens for the second one. But if it's after the second one, it points to cumulative effects and therefore, all right, so mostly after they've received their second COVID-19 vaccine shot, citing the most recent data available, that was a little bit old. I think that article was more like June, but don't quote me on that. Quote, clinical presentation of myocarditis cases, that is swelling of the heart, following vaccination has been distinct, occurring most often within 1 week after dose two, with chest pain as the most common presentation. Dr. Grace Lee, who chairs the committee's safety group. Another source for you real quick, just because I need you to understand that it's not Joe's Conspiracy Corner saying this. University of Minnesota Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. Experts, mRNA COVID-19 vaccines likely tied to heart inflammation. Today, during the meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, I don't know if that's how you say it, ACIP or ACIP, a panel of expert advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention discussed rare instances of heart inflammation among mRNA COVID-19 vaccine recipients. The committee agreed the vaccines are likely linked to cases of myocarditis and pericarditis. Pericarditis is the swelling of the membrane around the heart. But of course, said the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risk, because why wouldn't they say that? Because we are now in a medical excuse. Medical is excuse. It's really medical industry profiteering, propagandization tyranny. So of course, it outweighs the risk. So first reports of myocarditis and pericarditis occurred in Israel in January. All right. And so on and so forth. Clinical presentation of myocarditis. That's the same quote. So, and that it is usually under, for males under 30. Those people, well, it's no wonder. It must just be natural heart disease, because you know how heart disease is more likely to be defined by a certain age and younger. and not a certain age and older. Wait, no, it's not at all. So it's a brand new risk, a brand new risk that is exactly the opposite of what heart disease usually is. All right, let's see here. And one other one. And of course, they have to say, well, heart risk much, much higher with infection than vaccines. No, it's not, because folks don't even are overwhelmingly asymptomatic for that age range, you entire jackass, if they get regular COVID. They're overwhelmingly symptomatic at that age range. So only if you smush together the entirety of infection, whereas this, you're already narrowing it down to a particular risk. So there's no way heart risk are much higher with infection for adults 29 and under than it is for vaccines, because there is no risk of myocarditis and pericarditis hardly at all, because it's almost all asymptomatic and or doesn't even get infections hardly for people that young. It was only once we got the vaccinations, we started having any kind of real occurrence of symptomatic problems among adults that age. All right, so let's see here. But of course, it's very low, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one more for you. Journal of Pediatrics, not Joe's Conspiracy Corner. Myopericarditis. I don't know why they do that. I guess it's one word for the both of them. Swelling of the heart tissue and swelling of the membrane around the heart. After the Pfizer messenger ribonucleic acid coronavirus disease vaccination in adolescents. So literally an article about that. Reports have emerged of myocarditis and pericarditis predominantly after the second dose of the coronavirus disease messenger ribonucleic acid vaccine. We described 13 patients aged 12 to 17 years who presented with chest pain within 1 week of their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and were found to have elevated serum troponin levels. I could have said that wrong, and evidence of myopericarditis. Yet, what do we have, folks? I just gave you the exact sites. We have post-pandemic stress disorder. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Okay. It's a mystery. I mean, heart disease is going up, and it's probably because of the stress. All right, guys, I'm not gonna beat that part to death. I'm just going to say, obviously, it's not a mystery. Obviously, that is criminal level. I guess you don't even call it negligence, but it's certainly, what do you call it? You're aiding and abetting medical disinformation that is making people less informed about their true health choices, and therefore they will be misinformed about health choices. People go to jail for less, let alone when it's across an entire population. To come up with an entirely new phrase, that's not science, folks. It is science being led, science saying one thing. Well, you know, yep, the vaccines are associated with the heart inflammation because of the spike proteins. And then it's someone else saying, F you, we're just coming up with a new term, post-pandemic stress disorder. And then all the non-practicing doctors who are, you know, Sanjay Gupta will go, yep, really stressful out there. You know how usually being 25 is pretty stressful? And people didn't have heart disease or heart freaking inflammation, but now they do. Yep, they're going to have heart disease. And like I said before, the control groups will now all have heart disease if we let this exist. Toxicology that becomes a mass toxic environment means you no longer have a control group anymore. So how do you even test for it later? You're going to lose that if we continue to get boosters and everybody gets vaccinated over and over. You're going to lose it. So a kind of a repeat of the one I've done before, but wanted to give you those sites for those of you who weren't familiar with them. All right, guys, thanks for listening to me here on the Scales of Truth. And with another quick rant of truth, I'm Tyson Harley.